Shakespeare's King Lear is on stage at IU's Wells Metz Theater in a contemporary world premiere. Theater director Murray McGibbon has worked to present Lear as it might have sounded at its original premiere in 1606. He's brought in guest artist Graham Hopkins to play the king. With an accomplished cast of IU theater students, he's also cut the play to work in a trim, fast-paced 2 hours. The play is spoken in what's called original pronunciation, or OP, and McGibbon has assembled a set of 4 arguments for the sound. From contemporary grammars, we learned that the letter O came to OO, hence brother, live, and prove, all rhyme. Spellings from the period suggest words like murder and burden sounded like murther and burthen. Third, arguments from couplets in Shakespeare's own sonnets seem to show that come and doom were close to coom and doom. And finally, the 3 preceding cases simply lead to some wonderful wordplay. In the final scene of McGibbon's King Lear, with the bodies strewn about, the word nothing resonates again and again as it's pronounced noting, noting. King Lear is the story of a man, successful as a canny king, but a failure as a clueless father. He embraces his 2 coldly politic daughters, Goneril, played with icy height by Abby Lee, and Regan, a tartish Charlie Tench. He rejects the somewhat churlish but honest Cordelia, Tara Chusano. Cordelia's vying suitors now consider a penniless orphan instead of a landed princess. Blake Avery played the Duke of Burgundy, who opts out of the bargain and exits. Caleb Curtis was the wiser King of France, taking Cordelia for her value as a person. As Lear is discovering just how bad a father's decision he's made as a lame duck, throwing himself on the hospitality of his 2 older daughters, another father is being badly fooled by an evil offspring. Mauricio Miranda was the scheming bastard son Edmund, cleverly setting his father, the Earl of Gloucester, Chris Handley, against his natural son Edgar, Ross Rabenick. Edgar escapes and later reappears in disguise as the beggarly Mad Tom, reuniting with his father, now blinded by Regan, with her husband, the Duke of Cornwall, Blake Crist, and her steward, Nicholas Munson. Miranda's Edmund was a wily fellow. He has quite a run as he schemes his way this way and that, and even successfully courts both of Lear's older daughters. Lear becomes quite the outcast. His daughters have stripped him of his outsized mobile court, and his own high-handed ways have further maimed him. He's out of doors in stormy weather with only 2 supporters, the winsome fool played by Andrew Rogers and the stalwart Earl of Kent, Matthew Murray. Because of Lear's foolishness, Kent is actually taken on the disguise of a countryman, Caius. It's a wonderfully complex part of the play, and Graham Hopkins handles it very well. Lear is teetering between rage and madness, but at the same time a certain compassion and concern for the least around him seems to just naturally well up. In the final scenes of King Lear, as a French army led by Cordelia's husband approaches, things come to a head and the body count rises. Gloucester has died in his natural son Edgar's arms. Lear is briefly reunited with Cordelia before she's killed, and he follows her in death. His hanged fool's body has been rolled in. Edgar kills the scheming bastard Edmund. Goneril poisons Regan and commits suicide. Goneril's husband, who stayed out of the scheming, Albany, Nicholas Jenkins, with Kent and the French king, are left to reassert authority and order. Throughout Murray McGibbon's fast-paced adaptation, it's brisk but mostly clear. I did find in the final scene I was a little confused about just who was whom, but otherwise all was well. A production in the round presents its own advantages and challenges, but mostly director and actors solved them to the play's advantage. Generally, I liked the sounds of original pronunciation. It had a richness and a natural feel in the actors' mouths. I had a little difficulty with the dialogue, though, when Mad Tom was supposed to speak in a rougher accent. The very successful King Lear project, directed by Murray McGibbon with guest artist Graham Hopkins, plays Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the evening, and Sunday afternoon in IU's Wells Metz Theater, And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.